Christians and Muslims have joined together to call for the freedom of millions of men, women and children who they say are held in modern-day slavery. The Global Freedom Network has been launched at the Vatican. The movement aims to eradicate slavery by encouraging governments, businesses, educational and faith institutions to rid their supply chains of slave labor in a 5-year business plan.
What's significant is that's part of a 4-part information policy to get the best information in the world we possibly can. The activists around the world, the Global Slavery Index, business, and then direct intervention through the Freedom Fund. Direct intervention to find what works, what fails in direct intervention in the worst slavery hotspots in the world. That's the Freedom Fund's job. And we bring all that information together so we can create a responsible budget for the Global Fund to End Slavery.
Organizers of the initiative have also welcomed representatives of other faiths to join the project's governing council. In 2013, the Global Slavery Index suggested that some 30 million people were enslaved around the globe.